Last episode, I discussed the Hebrew idiom of binding and loosing, meaning to permit and prohibit. I also provided examples of this idiom in action. This is one of over 1,000 Hebrew idioms found throughout Scripture. Today, I'm going to look at the idiom of a good eye and evil eye, Matthew chapter 6 and verses 22 and 23. The eye is the lamp of the body. So if you have a good eye, your whole body will be full of light. But if you have an evil eye, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? These verses tend to be referenced together and are typically understood as a reflection of one's spiritual condition. That is, whether they are walking the walk, so to speak, and emanate from themselves the essence of Yeshua in their lives. However, the error for believers is in isolating these verses from the context of the previous verses that begin the thought Yeshua is conveying here. When we begin in Matthew chapter 6 and verses 19 and continue through 21, we find the context of the passages about giving. Do not store up for yourselves wealth here on earth, where moths and rust destroy and burglars break in to steal. Instead, store up for yourself wealth in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and burglars do not break in or steal. For where your wealth is, there your heart will be also. So now, when we have an understanding of what Yeshua's point is, we can now apply the Jewish context to what is translated as a good eye and an evil eye. Rereading Matthew chapter 6 and verses 22 and 23. The eye is the lamp of the body. So if you have a good eye, that is, if you are generous, your whole body will be full of light. But if you have an evil eye, if you are stingy, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? Jewish thought teaches that an evil eye designates an attitude of goodwill, kindness, and generosity towards others, while an evil eye represents the opposite. Yeshua is saying that you shouldn't store up for yourselves wealth here, but you are to use what Adonai has provided. Your generosity will convey light to those who benefit from your kindness. Our excess beyond what we need to live should be used to aid others in need. Keep in mind that we are to be good stewards of what has been provided to us, and not to do things foolishly. During the month of July, Messianic Perspectives is offering the message, Whatever Happened to the Sabbath, to anyone sending a tax-deductible gift in any amount in support of this ministry and Portland's only Messianic Jewish synagogue, Kehillah Portland. If God places this ministry upon your heart, please send your offering to Jewish Heritage Revival, 12 Liberty Lane, Unit 68, South Portland, Maine, 04106. Please be sure to include your name and address so that we may send you a copy of the message and your tax deductible receipt. Feel free to send your questions and comments to info@jewishheritagerevival.com. Past segments of Messianic Perspectives are archived on our website, shalommaine.com. So until next time, when we will continue our journey into Messianic Perspectives, Tada and Shalom. Thank you for listening.